Hey, you guys, happy early New Year's. Nice to see you again. This is Lost Arts Radio live show. And it's supposed to be a show that we started about, about current events. And this is kind of New Year's center tonight. We've got a sequence of shows we do on Saturdays. Starts out with the Lost Arts Radio Safe Stream version, which is YouTube only. And we have to thank YouTube for the existence of that. Because the reason it started was because we had to be semi-banned and re-educated about what was acceptable to play on that platform. So we do a short, kind of just micro version of the show, but don't get to say as much as we do on this one. So it's a sequence. We start out with that very carefully worded short version on YouTube. And then we move over to this show, which is Lost Arts Radio Live. Main show, and then half an hour after this one is over, roughly, we move into Planetary Healing Club, where it's completely uncensored. And in Planetary Healing Club, we get to talk about anything. Plus, it's interactive. So we take live chat from all the participants anywhere in the world, and we talk about health information, which is suppressed normally, violently suppressed, in case you haven't noticed. In the U.S. and most of the world, a lot of doctors have died for saying the wrong thing about injections and drugs and the medical system in general. Sometimes they're just deplatformed. Sometimes they lose their license. Sometimes if they're really an inconvenient spokesperson to have in the way and they're reaching a lot of people, then they have to be killed for their own good and for all of our safety. But we're for Planetary Healing Club. We get to talk openly about any of that stuff that they would have been silenced for, as well as consciousness-related things, which is on a deeper level, and the relevance to things happening in the world. And all of that is just to invite you, in case you're interested in that. And we do make a little bit of money from that. We have dues, $25 for a month, and that's just because I haven't figured out how to do this with no money. There's ways that you can get partial memberships for down to $5 a month. But the $25 helps us keep going with our work because we're not doing any commercials. If you've noticed, if I recommend a product at the moment, we don't have any sponsors. So if I recommend a product to you, it's because I know this is really hard to grasp, but it's because I think it's good. And if I tell you I had a bad experience with it, I do. And if we ever do have a sponsor, they're going to have to be willing to be fired on a moment's notice, or at least their product. Because if it's not good, I'm not going to say anything to promote it. And I don't want to be caught in that. So the theory right now is that Planetary Healing Club memberships, free donations that people just make because they believe we're doing something good, which you can make at lostartsradio.com, either by the donate button or the subscribe store link. Either one is great. That's how we're trying to generate money. And the other thing is, if you can help us share the links, even if we're not banned on some of these platforms, we're shadow banned, and we've seen our view counters spin backwards and interesting things like that. But the Planetary Healing Club is the uncensored environment, and it's interactive, and it gets into really interesting stuff. It's for people that are wanting to actually up to doing the work on themselves. That we talked about New Year's resolutions in the last show, and this is New Year's resolutions for real, getting into the much deeper levels, not limited to just physical. But none of that is really what I was planning to talk about today. In this short show, which goes by really fast, what I was going to talk about was the response we got from playing that short video called The Christmas Truce from December 1914, I think it was, in World War I. and World War One was a scam, just like World War II and Vietnam and all, virtually all the other wars. I can't imagine a legitimate war unless it's for literal self-defense. And in the case of World War One, it was just like the, most of the others. Both sides were financed by the same interests, the international bankers and corporations and things like that. We'll get into that in a little more detail. But what I wanted to say about it, and the only reason I get into it, just so you know, is not to just be the typical show that says this is terrible and this is terrible and this is terrible and all these terrible things are going on and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. That's not really the goal. I mean, it's important to know, I think. There are people that, for example, assume that to be spiritual and really, maybe they're really religious and to be in line with God and everything, that you should be oblivious to what's going on that's bad in the world and not talk about it because that's low energy, which it is, but there's more to it. And you should just not ever look at any of that stuff and just stay happy all the time, which since they're not really happy all the time, they have to stay drugged or in denial about how they actually feel. So I'm not promoting any of that stuff. I think that awareness of what's going on in our world is strategically important so that you have a better chance to make good decisions and do what you can to protect yourself and people who are in your charge and around you to the degree that's possible. So I'm not saying that, but I'm saying on the other side, to only look at all the bad things that are happening and to the exclusion of what we could do to make them better, that's kind of unbalanced on the negative side too. And in fact, to even become aware of the unbelievable depth of evil that's going on in the world right now, I don't blame people for not wanting to know. It's really pretty hideous. And the corruption has infiltrated all aspects of society down to the local level, up to the international education and all these other things. But there is an antidote, in my opinion. And the reason that I played the video with the Christmas truce last time is because it's a clue. It's a clue that who's holding the power to make things better. Well, in that case, which is a little microcosm of the larger world situation, who made that happen? Regular old people, the soldiers whose job it was to keep killing each other, to keep murdering each other, because it's murder. You know, even if you have a uniform on, when you're the enforcers of a scam, and you're just killing all these people that don't need to be killed, that's not a legitimate war, in my opinion. And the people who turned that around for one night were not the presidents or prime ministers or Congress people or anything like that. It wasn't, certainly wasn't the corporations or the banks that were just in it for profit on both sides. Incredible criminal activity on the part of the major banks and the corporations and the foundations. Those weren't the power players in creating that little window into peace. It was the soldiers whose job it was. See that guy over there? Shoot him. That was their whole job. Stay in the trench and keep murdering people until you're murdered, and then you'll be replaced. That's the job description, although it's put in a little bit more patriotic terms. The Germans and the people and the Allies and the other Axis powers, every one of them thought they were fighting for the right side. And it's easy to forget that. You know, if you're in the U.S., you think, well, yeah, the Germans, they all knew they were evil. And the Japanese and the Italians in that war, or I guess that's talking about World War II, but the same sort of thing happened in World War I. And the Western powers were the good guys. No, every one of those thought that they were the good guys. And in World War II, the German soldiers were out there on the front lines not thinking, well, we want concentration camps to murder all these inmates. They were thinking, no, we're fighting for the homeland of Germany and they thought of all the songs about Germany and everything. It's a total scam. It's just like in the movie Wag the Dog. They can create a war between any countries they want. Anyway, I'm getting off track, and we don't have much time. So what I had thought of talking about was that video that we played last week, and I hope you saw it. If you didn't, you're in luck, because I'm not trying to bore you, but I'm going to play it again. It's very short. But this time, I want you to find out, tell me, what's wrong with it? What's it leaving out? What's the huge missing gap in this video? I'm wondering if any of you caught it last time. Did you see what I'm talking about? And it's really, in my opinion, the main point of the whole story. And I didn't get one person telling me that they caught it. I want to see if you get it this time. I'll try to. This is kind of hard. I don't just get to relax during it. I got to try to keep up with the subtitles, because we have platforms that are audio only, Blog Talk Radio and a bunch of other ones. You're not going to see the subtitles. And some of it's in German, because the Germans are in, it's a trench warfare in World War I. You're out in this field. I think this one might have been in France. I'm not positive. And they dig these trenches with shovels. You know, that's how they used to dig trenches, right? Like a landscape trench, except not for a sprinkler pipe. It's big enough for people to live in while they all get slaughtered. And you have one trench over here for the Axis powers and the Germans in this case, the other side for the Allies. And they were just far enough away so they could have small artillery and rifle fire to try to keep killing each other until they were all dead, and then be replaced by new people coming in to be patriotic. Completely insane, maliciously insane, by the people who are controlling it. And they had this amazing event. I don't know if anything like it has ever happened since. Probably has, I just don't know about it. And the soldiers made a miracle for that Christmas Eve. And you don't have to just do that kind of thing on Christmas Eve. You can have miracles whenever you feel like it, if you are willing to do that. And there's always one that's needed in the life that you're in right now. Even if you're not in trench warfare, you actually are in trench warfare, but it's just different kinds, and it's not as obvious. And this was the most obvious, where you're actually using rifles and other projectiles that they weren't showing in this clip to murder each other gradually. Even there, they made this incredible miracle. And I think it's 13 minutes. I don't want you to be bored, but this is not supposed to be entertainment anyway. We're trying to look at something that's important for the future of the world, because it's not just our lives that are under incredible threat right now. It's the kids that have the interesting fate of being born into this time, and all the other generations that would like to come in after without being totally corrupted and destroyed. And it's really up to what you do. It's not somebody else. Because as we talk about in more in the Planetary Healing Club level that meets after this session is over, you have this massive impact on everybody else in your life, and everybody else is in your life, even if you don't see them. And we're not supposed to know this. We're supposed to feel totally helpless, that we can't do anything without teams of experts. And especially if you happen to be highly educated, then you're programmed to really believe you're helpless. And that the best anybody can do is have this little tiny area of specialized knowledge and not know anything outside of it. And when you're educated like that, you can be misused by evil corporations so that your well-meaning specialty gets turned into part of a weapon. It's all a consciousness issue. Consciousness costume for competition for humanity right now. And the clock is ticking. It's like a game show. Wake up, become conscious before the clock runs out. And you don't get to watch the clock run out, because it might have another 10 minutes. It might have another 10 years or anything in between. we're not told. I don't have any idea. I mean, I can see with the things set in motion, this could be over in 5 minutes, or it could be, or it could somehow keep dragging out longer and longer, or it could completely turn around. And if you call that option three, that's the one I'm suggesting that we do, you know, because the way it's going, I don't think it's a good plan. But there are forces that are really determined, where the future that they plan is so much worse than just trench warfare. You don't even really want to look at it. But it, the whole thing boils down to not somebody else, but you. You're the only one you have control over. And you have this massive power because of where you came from. And a little bit of that was allowed to come through in this video. So I want to see if you catch what's wrong with it. We'll play it now, and then we'll be right back and wrap up after that. So here's the video. See what you think.
Hey, lads.
Hey, lads, where'd you get the pipes? Referring to bagpipes. I got to talk fast. Where'd you get the pipes? I found it. The guys in 92nd heard we'd be in the trenches for Christmas. That was decent. Don't suppose there's a spare set. Sit here, you can use mine. Padre, give us a song. This is in the Scottish trenches. I'm dreaming of home. And there's some guy out crawling in the snow. I don't know if he's a spy or what. Probably. So they're in the trenches with, on the German side, with Christmas trees lit up. I guess both sides are Christian. That's the impression I get. Sorry, it's quiet for a minute. Now the bagpipes start. On the Scottish side, they're playing music and the Germans hear it. Turn it up if you need to. This is singing on the Scottish side. Sitting in the mud and snow, they're singing, and the Germans are listening. There's a cat, a pet cat, over on the German side. Come on, boys, louder. Candles and Christmas trees on the German side. Listening carefully to the people they're supposed to be murdering. You can tell they're thinking about it. They seem to be having fun, they say on the German side. And from somewhere, they have a lady who came in there. He says, this is Anna Sorensen. Good evening. I don't know how she got into the trench. They're not usually connected to the town. And the commanding officer comes out, are you mad bringing this lady in here? And he says, Lieutenant, I convinced the Crown Prince that the little music would do no harm. He says, very well. Fire away, meaning music. They're going to produce their own music on the German side, in other words. I'm sure they're freezing in the mud and snow. And they're putting their Christmas trees, the little 3-foot Christmas trees, up on the edge of the trench so the other side can see them. I guess they got some kind of a generator powering the lights. Lieutenant, come quickly. Something odd is afoot. The the lieutenant on the German side is looking. Or I guess that's on the English side. Oh, they see the Christmas trees on the German side. Could be a diversion, some dirty trick. And the German side starts singing. I'm going to turn it up so I can hear it. It's Silent Night in German. And the Scottish soldiers are listening. Like a battle of the bands, except between singers. And there's a harmonica on the German side. Now it's the Scottish guys' time to listen. This is not in the spirit of mutual destruction. Now the Scottish side has started playing the same Silent Night song in the same key as the German guy is singing it. Starts harmony between the two sides. Now the German singer is standing up, or he could be shot. There's the lieutenant screaming at him, get down. But before he gets down, the Scottish side is all clapping. This German singer is a pretty good singer. They're thinking, this is weird. What's going on? We're supposed to be killing each other. And the Scottish side starts playing on the bagpipes, Come All Ye Faithful. I think that's the song. And the German singer starts up, singing the same song. He's singing. And he picks up a Christmas tree with the lights, which are actually candles, not electric lights. And he's bringing the tree over toward the Scottish side. He's standing up where he can be shot. This is a brave German soldier. And now all the Scottish soldiers stand up outside of the trench where they could be shot. There was a Scottish spy lying in the snow who was crawling toward the German trench. And he's thinking, what? What is going on? We're supposed to be fighting. Now the German singer with the Christmas tree is walking all the way over to the Scottish trench. Singer's holding up the Christmas tree. He says, good evening, Englishman. He said, the English say, but we're not English, we're Scottish. And they're all laughing. And the lieutenant on the German says, very nice, but that's enough. This is not the Berlin Opera. Another one says, you're right, the singer. It's better than Berlin.
No, this c'est encore plus fort.
Scottish leaders walking over a summit meeting, and we're not even involved, say the guys in the trenches. What the hell's going on? Now the... German lieutenant walks over with the singer now.
Good evening.
Good evening, said the Scottish. Do you speak English?
A little.
A little bit.
Wonderful. We were talking about a ceasefire for Christmas Eve. What do you think? The outcome of this war won't be decided tonight. I don't think anyone would criticize us for laying down our rifles on Christmas Eve.
Don't worry. It is just for tonight.
What the devil are they up to? Maybe the Germans are fed up. They want to surrender. I doubt it.
The
German lieutenant says, give me a bottle of champagne and a glass. And the soldier says, what? He says, thank you. And the German lieutenant's pouring drinks for everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Frohe Weihnachten.
Frohe Noël.
They're all drinking. Fire! Somebody shot up flares for fireworks. And they're all clapping. You have to see this on video, you guys who are watching Blog Talk and the others. Go see it on video. Now all the soldiers are climbing out of both trenches, walking toward each other. They must be thinking, wow, we're not even getting shot. This is incredible. Start walking toward each other, holding bottles of whatever they're drinking. The lady who is somehow on the German side is coming with them. Scottish spy in the snow is greeted by the German soldier and he gets up. This is a really important part of history, even if it only lasted for one night. This is really, really important.
Anna
from the German side came over to the guys meeting in the center. One of the Scottish soldiers has a candy bar, and he's offering it to the German soldier, and he says, you first, make sure it's not poison. And now he's trying it. It's good. It's good chocolate. He gives him back a bottle of some kind of alcohol. And the cat came over to join the party. He says, no, his name is not Felix, it's Nestor. It's Felix. No, it's Nestor. It's the cat from the Delsaw farm. No, I know better than you. They're arguing over the name of the cat. Nestor's heading for the French side. I think they're in France. So anyway, like to see more of that, but that's all there is. So what was wrong with that video? Raise your hand. I'm just kidding. I don't know if you can raise your hand on this program, But what do you think? So I don't know if you got it that time, but it's really, really simple. And they were holding a microcosm of world peace in their hands, and they made it come true for one night. But then they went back to murdering each other. Why did they do that? And that's the answer to the little quiz. That's what's wrong with it. And that's a big flaw. That's a really big flaw, because the value of that video was potential value until it spread. I mean, it was nice that they, you know, postponed killing each other for one night. That was really nice. But I'm sure their families of all those soldiers would have preferred that they cancel the murder entirely, and they didn't. So what was wrong? You know, what happened? How come they just didn't go home after that? And the answer is they were just following orders. Have you heard that before? It was an excuse used in the Nuremberg trials when the powers controlling the war, which through the bankers, decided, let's let the Allies, so-called Allies, win. The Americans and the certain European countries and the UK people and the Scottish, they let them win. And then we'll, you know, do horrible things after that. It wasn't just the Germans that were just following orders. And of course, the Nuremberg trials were after World War II, not World War I. But the same issue was in World War I and in almost all the other wars. Everybody's just following orders. That's why they kill each other. Now, I'm still totally in support, obviously, of legitimate self-defense. But when the bankers pay both sides of a conflict to kill each other and destroy each other's countries, ruin the economies, go into huge debt that they can never pay back, and become slaves to the bankers, and especially to the people that control the bankers, because the bankers are not on top. They're higher up, but they're not on top. To keep that game going, game of death, basically, everybody just follows orders. And that's why you have to be trained to just follow orders from preschool on up. All of the people on both sides of that World War I and the other wars, they knew what they're supposed to do. And so it was not just the Germans or one side or the other that was just following orders. It was everybody in the war. And they weren't able to see any alternative, even if it meant they die and they murder other people. They couldn't see any option. They were trained all their lives to obey authority, and they didn't know war is a premeditated scam, and both sides are being set up to kill each other by the same forces. Both sides believing that they're defending good against evil. Both sides, not just who you think the good guys are. All sides of almost every war think that they're the good guys defending against evil. That's how they're trained, so that they're willing to go out and do the work of killing each other. And in World War II, some people think the Nazis were really bad, and of course the death camps were bad. That really happened. I am old enough to know the families of people who lost family members in the death camps just for being Jewish or just for being something else unacceptable. Those were real. The people that say the Holocaust didn't happen are wrong. It happened. But we're in a much bigger Holocaust now. And the Holocaust that really happened, you know, they could talk about killing 6 million Jews, which could be true. But they killed a lot more people than that when you count all the soldiers that were just following orders. And I know as an American, the Americans were sent in to stop evil. They didn't know that their own corporations were supporting the Nazis. You know, this is way deeper than what it looks on the surface. The death camps were real. Hitler really was an insane maniac, but the powers that be thought, oh, perfect person for it to carry out the role of leading Germany to its own destruction. and killing tens of millions of people on all sides. So they thought, this is a guy we want to work with. So no, Hitler was not a good guy. He was a decorated war hero, but he was insane. And he wrote a book about it. In case you're unclear about that and you think Hitler was good, I mean, under the programming, everybody's good, but he was playing the part of an insane maniac who hated Jews and wanted to kill all the people that were mentally inferior, wanted to take over the world for Germans because they were more entitled to the land than everybody else. He was legitimately criminally insane, but he was used by people who were even more insane than that, and part of the same plan that's going on right now. But people during those wars, people on all sides believed that their side was right, and they were fighting for the wonderful country that they lived in. No suspicion that the international bankers and the corporations were supporting both sides, intentionally starting the war and continuing the war. That's what they did. It didn't just happen, no matter what the people rewriting history want to say. The same powers behind it got Roosevelt when they thought the U.S. was late getting into the war, and you should be killing all the Americans too and getting the Americans to murder everybody else. They got Roosevelt to set up the U.S. military people and others to be murdered at Pearl Harbor in Hawaii. That didn't just happen. You know, the policy was to make an embargo so that Japan couldn't get what it needed to survive. And it was trying to survive by fighting the evil Americans. And the evil Americans were being set up to be murdered by the evil Japanese and be outraged, including the regular run-of-the-mill citizens like all of us, and enter the war in what looked to us, like self-defense. It wasn't self-defense. It was a planned genocide by the people in charge who have allegiance to no country. And it worked. Americans got into the war, went into huge amounts of debt that the history books say is prosperity. Wars do not create prosperity. It's not possible. They blow things up and ruin things, destroy economies and go into massive debt. So the ones who profit are the ones that hold the debt, the banks. That's their crime. So, and the bankers and the corporations in America and the UK were supporting Hitler and helping him to run the death camps. The death camps were real, but they were supported by the bosses of both sides. And they were designing and keeping track of the ID system. That was IBM, I believe, who was behind the tattoos and the organization system for the Jews and others in the death camps to be murdered. This goes much deeper. That's what, you know, even most politicians have no idea how deep the, I guess they call it the swamp is. You know, Trump talked about the swamp, and I think he really thought he was going to drain it. And then he got educated and misled. And now they've done something to him. I don't know what, but he's working openly for the bad guys. And we're looking for ways to have him turn around, but it hasn't happened yet. And it wasn't just the corporations. The Americans and the British eugenicists, those are the ones that believe in killing certain classes of people so that they're privileged class can rule everything. The American and British eugenicists were Hitler's inspiration. He didn't think it up by himself. He was right in line with it, but he had great admiration for Margaret Sanger, for example, the progenitor of the murder organization Planned Parenthood, convincing women that killing unborn babies is women's health. I mean, it shows that we're in pretty bad shape if we fall for that kind of stuff. Anyway, Hitler thought Margaret Sanger was great, who wanted to kill unborn babies, especially babies with dark skin. Those were really prime targets. Margaret Sanger had all kinds of bad labels for them, and she wanted us to believe that this abortion nonsense is women's health instead of the genocide that it is. So the American corporations and other kinds of organizations that supported both sides resulted in tens of, not 6 million, tens of millions of people being killed in World War II. And I don't have the number right in front of me for World War I, but it was a huge amount for that too. And there was the illusion that that was going to end all wars. That's why they didn't call it World War I when it happened. They called it the Great War, the last Great War. And the people in charge were moving it into position to set up for the next war and all the other atrocities that they were doing. And the same people are in charge now. And it's not the dying that's the worst part, because there are people who have memory of dying. Everything is a lot deeper than what we've been taught. And the dying is where you get free of the physical situation. The bad part is when you, they call it being alive, when you're suffering and your body's being blown to shreds and you're still alive in it. Suffering of people who are still in the physical body, indescribably horrible, still going on today, including the families of the dead soldiers who that they left behind. And as I said, I wrote a note here that I wanted to mention, that wars never produce prosperity. And we're taught, I was taught in high school, that it was World War II in America that ended the Depression and caused prosperity to return. That's total nonsense. Wars make huge debt. They create prosperity for the bankers and the people above them, and that's it. Everybody else goes in gradually into slavery through debt because of borrowing money for mass murder. I'm looking through my notes because we don't have time to go through all of them, but some of the stuff that's important. So back to the video anyway. The men in the trenches spontaneously saw a glimpse of an answer, and they probably didn't even think of it that way. They just thought, wow, music. Somebody has bagpipes and this sounds really nice. Why don't we? That it was the music, according to the video anyway, that made them kind of automatically come up with the idea, this doesn't go with shooting each other. Why don't we take a few hours off from the murder? And I'm sure they didn't think of it as murder. They thought of it as fighting for their country, both sides. But they automatically wanted to stop killing each other for a while. And it's what the great leaders now, like so many people, David Icke and Chris Skaya and a lot of other ones, are calling mass noncompliance. In other words, not following orders. And I don't think they planned it. They just spontaneously felt it. And the fact that it was Christmas made it easier for them to realize, just don't follow the orders. And in some ways, the world is gradually moving in that direction now with these mass gigantic protests against the tyranny that is being orchestrated worldwide using a fake pandemic as an excuse. And I mean what I say about that. It's not that I don't know people are dying. A lot more are dying now because they're being killed. But the same forces are behind it as behind the wars. And our major media, what they call the mainstream media, they're trying to hide the huge protests, but they're all over the world, millions and millions of people. They're not stopping the tyranny yet, but they're letting the rulers know that this is not popular. Just following orders in general comes from being blind to what's happening and being blind to who we are. Because once you see what's happening, and once you realize you're not this little helpless, ignorant being who can't do anything, you're something great. Because the source that you came from, you've heard of it, you know, the one that people call God or spirit. That's not just a religion. That existed way before religions. And it's actually real. And people have found that out by not memorizing what they're supposed to believe about it, but experiencing it directly. And once you see what's happening and who you are, at that point, just following orders becomes impossible. And then your awareness becomes contagious and it spreads. And you start to realize that even the bad guys are also just following orders. So it's not by accident. They call it the educational system. It teaches following orders all the way from preschool to PhD and MD levels of school. And it's not just the soldiers. It's regular wage earners who don't know who they are really working for. And they don't see any options if they do know. Right now, it's highly educated health workers, you know, the public health people who believe anything that the CDC and the WHO say. In fact, for them, it's like a religion. And not believing CDC or WHO or the county health officer or whoever, that's like blasphemy. It's like, what? You can't question that. And they got confused in school. They thought memorizing what you're supposed to believe is science. No, that's religion. That's a new religion of public healthism or something like that. The actual science questions everything, including its own favorite theories. It's always questioning because it knows we're subject to error and we need to be correcting ourselves. So all these people are just following orders. The UN employees, the United Nations, who think they're working to save the world, whether it's from, they all think they're saving the world from climate change, and now they think they're saving the world from viruses and stuff like that. What about the people who do know, though, and know that it's something not good? For example, say you're a police officer, just at random, giving an example. Say you're a police officer in Australia or Austria or Germany or Canada or the UK or New York or places where they're actually enforcing criminal tyranny. All over the world, it's being orchestrated from a central point that is not connected to any country. These people that you see as the prime ministers and presidents and people like that, they're not in charge. I mean, it's obvious the current U.S. president isn't. He's a dementia patient and he doesn't know what he's doing. I mean, that's not my opinion. It's just watch. It's obvious. He gets lost in the White House and he mumbles and, I mean, it's a sad situation, but he's not the only one. The rulers of all the countries, none of them are in charge. The ones that think they are get eliminated or have a hard fight to stay alive. So anyway, I was going to say, if you're a police officer or a military person and you're enforcing those crimes against the citizens who are just trying to exercise their God-given natural rights, which belong to people in every country. As the founders of America said, it wasn't just for Americans. It's for you, no matter where you live. If the citizens are trying to stay free and exercise their natural rights, which everybody has, even if their constitution doesn't exist in their country or if it doesn't acknowledge any of their rights, the rights are still there. Hospital workers knowingly killing patients, because some of the hospital workers are getting smart now and the nurses are coming out and saying, I can't stand this anymore. We're killing people with the CDC protocol, with the WHO protocol. And they quit because the hospital administrators are just following orders. Or gang members in the culture of crime and drugs since childhood, underneath all of the garbage that they've taken on as their identity, they're just regular kids. All of us are just regular kids who got bigger. And you come to the weird conclusion that this is really nobody's fault. I mean, yeah, the following orders makes you a criminal, but you can see how you got into it. It's like the Joan Baez song, there but for fortune go you or I. That's the foundation of humility. It's not fake. It's not thinking, oh, I'm going to be really spiritual and humble or some nonsense like that. It's saying, respecting the power of mind programming, it can turn anybody into a criminal. Now they're doing it with direct frequency weapons as well. Or consider the chemtrail pilots knowingly poisoning the biosphere, being told some nonsense that it's to prevent or hide climate change. No, it's to poison life. It's to end life. It's to exterminate the world. What if you're one of those guys? Maybe there's women too. I haven't met any of those pilots. I'd love to talk to one. And if you're listening and a chemtrail pilot, get a hold of us and we'll put you on the show anonymously and hide your identity. There need to be whistleblowers inside all these groups to wake up the others. What about the bankers like Ronald Bernard, who I still think may come on the show, and they're playing their parts, knowingly bringing in demonic agenda to destroy humanity. That's what ultimately banking is about. It's not a nice service to protect your money. It's to rob and kill you. Sorry, that's what it actually is. And it's actually above that. Ronald Bernard got into just the bottom of the higher levels where they're running satanic sacrifices of children. And the average person thinks, what? Conspiracy theory, that's nonsense. It can't be true. And I understand the desire to not know about it, but unfortunately, it's what's happening at the upper levels. He set an example, Ronald Bernard, and he escaped, but he was one of the few that has and did it alive. Not only are those people all following orders, suicidal orders, but their bosses that are giving the orders, this is what's not often understood. The hospital CEOs, in the case of the mass murder system in the hospitals, the corrupt generals arranging the new wars, the GMO company executives overseeing the destruction of the natural genetics of the planet, the vaccine and drug company executives, telecom company executives who, right under the surface, know that they're mass murderers with the weaponized frequencies that are being used to harm people through their devices. Pesticide and herbicide company executives who know what their products are doing to the world. Hollywood stars leading the public into insanity and suicide on purpose. Every one of those groups is just following orders. How high does it go? You know, where it's not following orders, it's just giving orders. What about the top families that control the world? And I'm telling you that they're all just following orders. The orders don't originate on a human level. And I'm not saying that from reading something or hearing something. It's from some direct experience. And even those spirits, the demonic spirits that are telling the top families what to do and why and how to run this ceremonial sacrifice of all life on earth, including themselves, and why, even those demonic spirits are following orders. And it goes up and up and up. And if there's a single head of that on the lower astral level or whatever name that you have for it, somebody who has a desk label on his desk that says the devil or Mr. Satan, or I don't know if there is somebody like that. I haven't met them. I met plenty of them right under that. Even that being is following the orders of self-generated suicidal programming. And so from what I can see, all the way from the top demonic non-human levels, which are just people who are really lost without physical bodies and have identified with evil, all the way down to the regular level of us normal, not normal, but average people, where none of us have gotten back to normal yet. We're all following programming. We're all following orders. Even the top bosses are just following orders. Nobody is taking real responsibility, and no level really understands what they're doing. If they did, they would stop immediately because it's all self-destructive. So what's the cure? That's all that matters, right? I mean, what's the point of getting into all this stuff if you're not going to cure it, or at least do what you can? That video was a clue how do you get people to wake up, not just in your trench, but in other trenches, so it can spread and not just die like it did on the Christmas truce of World War I? And the clues are, make truth and self-knowledge your priority over and above appearances and looking good for your neighbor, or, you know, trying to please everybody, or trying to just make the most money of anybody. And I'm not against money at all. I think it's very useful. But truth and self-knowledge should be your priority, no matter what, over the desire and ability to just follow orders. And those things will dissolve. And if you do that, fix your priority, you become the cure. Not because of your little ego self being so brilliant, but something starts to flow through you and you don't generate it. It comes from where you came from. We're all connected. Even the bad guys are connected. They've just become unconscious of it and they're following the deception. But you don't have to do that. And it's contagious. It could be a real pandemic. So I'm suggesting for New Year's, besides just talking to your mind and getting rid of the programming that keeps you from achieving whatever you want, so that your resolutions just come and go, that's disappointing and unnecessary. It's all a consciousness contest. Can you step out of the programming and realize, oh, I'm just following orders? You don't think, oh, those bad, you know, Nazis in the Nuremberg trial, they were just following orders. No, I've never met anybody who's not just following orders. Not really. So look in yourself. It's not whether you're just following orders. It's which orders are you following? What's your priority? Fix that. Get reconnected to where you came from. And automatically, you become patient one in a pandemic of consciousness. And this one's real. And it's very contagious. Let yourself get infected with it. Forget the viral junk. You know, take care of your immune system and your physical health. You can do that by the same principles that have been known since humans started. Even though they're violently suppressed now, they're still available. So take care of your physical body. You really need it for the work that you're doing here. But your real work behind the scenes is look at what you're carrying around in your thoughts and your emotions and your feelings toward other people. Not reactionary, but what you would like them to have, and wake up. Become patient one in the pandemic of consciousness. It's getting right to the root of the whole thing. And once you get connected to that, if you stay with it, you realize all of these impressive bad guys and physical bad guys and demonic entities and all that that are real, they're nothing compared to the reality. The only way they can keep intimidating us is if we're oblivious to who we are. So that's a New Year's reminder. Christmas truce for New Year's, except permanent. Become aware of the orders that you're just following and decide what to do. Okay, so we're out of time, but I just wanted to share that with you. I hope you don't mind that I played the same video again. I think it's really important, and I want to see your New Year's resolution become permanent, at least until the next one above that takes over. And look at your own assumed limitations and get rid of them. You're unlimited, incredible being. So might as well live as one for whatever time we've got here. And we'll look back at it and feel good. Okay, so anyway, stay in touch, because some of these platforms may disappear depending on what we talk about. Go to lostartsradio.com, and there are links there to the other platforms that we're on that don't censor. And Doug just put up a banner that says Planetary Healing Club. The meeting of that is once a week, and it's live. This one is just one way. I'm just here talking, try not to bore you too much, but in Planetary Healing Club, it's two-way communication, at least for part of it. And in that environment, it's not censored and we can talk about absolutely anything and bring in exchange of health information that is violently suppressed, not medical advice. We don't do that, but health information. I've got about 50 years of background in that to share with you, and then how that relates to consciousness, which is really where the power is, and connecting back to the source you came from consciously. Why wait till you do what they call dying, you know, when you leave the physical body? You don't need to do that. Do it now and see what you can do here. You're the star of this movie. You write your script. So make it a good movie. And if you help us share the links, if you can do that, overcome the shadow banning and the censorship. And if you want to help support our work so that we can keep going, that would be appreciated as well. There's a donate button at LostArtsRadio.com and also a Subscribestar link, and that Doug is putting up right now. Donate buttons on LostArtsRadio.com site near the top on the right. And the Subscribestar link is there too. And then I guess that's the main message. I'm trying to think if I forgot anything I really wanted to tell you. I want you to have a really wonderful new year for you and your family and everybody connected to you, but not just for 1 year. That's like the Christmas truce that was over in a day. Don't have a wonderful year that is just over and nothing after that. I want it to be permanent, no matter what physical body you happen to be in at the moment. Nothing less should be acceptable. And then it's going to spread. Watch and take care of yourself. And those of you that want to get into the deeper level at the Planetary Healing Club, I'll see you in 25 minutes. And the rest of you, remember, there's a Sunday show tomorrow. And thinking of what? Well, that will be a surprise because I don't have the note right here. But those guests are incredible. Those shows are all free and the archives are up, so you don't have to be there at any particular time. But the new shows will be up by tomorrow for sure. Okay, so hope you had a good holiday and wish you a wonderful new year. And I'll see you tomorrow night for the guest show. And after that, next week for this show again. Stay in touch if you want to. Richard@LostArtsRadio.com. I'd like to see your comments, criticism, suggestion, questions about Planetary Healing Club, whatever you're doing. Stay in touch and take care of yourself. And we'll see you next time. Have a good night.